Magic Mind?
The Mental Performance Elixir by Magic Mind. I'm so excited.
Reclaim your brain.
This.
What is good? Kings and queens and everything in betweens. Welcome back to another episode of the Peasant Party Podcast.
Hey, hey girl.
We're going to reclaim our brain. And then at the end of the episode, we're going to see if our brains are reclaimed or if we sound stupider by the end of the episode.
I can't wait. Yes, it claims sharper mind, lower stress, better energy. And when we talked to Ryan, he said that they are fantastic. Yes. So I'm so excited to try this.
Magical ingredients including nootropics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and immunity support. All words I can read. So many times, like, these types of things have words I can't even read. And I appreciate that. I can read the words on this, and that makes me feel better. Okay. Well, yes, I guess bottoms up.
Bottoms up, girl.
Oh, that went down really smooth. I was, like, terrified of some sort of, like, cayenne.
Wow, that's delicious, actually.
I would drink that as a regular juice.
Oh, yeah, you can kind of taste the turmeric, the lion's mint. Yo, this is good. Ooh, can't wait. We'll check back in at the end.
Oh, there's ashwagandha in this? Have you heard about, like, there's a whole thing on TikTok of people taking ashwagandha all of a sudden?
Yeah, people really like it. I don't know.
They say, like, if you don't take it too regularly or it, like, messes you up. I don't know.
Oh, really?
It's, like, over the counter. I don't know much about ashwagandha. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what else is new with you? Now we're switching from our very nice healthy drinks to White Claws.
To our White Claws. Not much. I'm feeling pretty good today. I got Botox refreshed. I'm going to the dentist tomorrow to get my teeth fixed. And I have some, like, laser treatments planned. I'm doing med spa self-care this week.
It's always good.
I cannot wait.
I always
so
do
nice.
That as, like, a 1-2 punch because there's, like, certain things I feel like have to go one after the other.
Yep.
They're all kind of on the same cycle. So I feel like there's, like, certain weeks 4 times a year that I just feel really good.
Absolutely. Oh, just got my nails done. Charlotte just said they're salmon.
That is salmon.
Salmon?
She said, what orange did you say? Like,
I was looking for, like, a sunburst orange,
that is
which
salmon.
This isn't, but now I only see a salmon fillet.
It is Mr. Annabelle's birthday this weekend.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so
yeah.
So she wanted to get his favorite color.
And I'm taking him to the Yurtopia in Wimberley, the yurts. I know. I'm so excited. I was just looking at videos on TikTok. It looks so cool.
What are you guys going to eat? Are you guys going to do, like, campfire food?
No,
s'mores.
There's
s'mores.
I made one reservation for, like, a bistro for his birthday for, like, breakfast, and then we might go to the winery. I think Devil's Backbone Tavern is out there.
Ooh.
So we'll play it by ear. We don't, you know, like, it's totally up to him, but definitely it seems like it is kind of a camping deal, so we could, like, go to HEB and get some stiff and
s'mores, the best dessert in the world.
S'mores. There's a little hot tub.
Ooh,
yes.
Love to hear. Are you guys gonna horseback ride?
I didn't set that up. Okay. I didn't plan for that.
I mean, though. if you like, they probably have it if you
they
wanted
might.
To. Have you heard of, have you seen hobby horsing on TikTok?
Obsessed. I love it. It's a real sport. It's a real sport. Put some fucking respect on hobby horsing's name, please.
Oh my gosh. I've been telling Ashley she should enter a competition and just win.
Charlotte's friend Ashley who rides horses,
like,
for
actual
real
horses. I think it would be hilarious. But side note, you actually look at these hobby horses, you're like, why aren't you just doing hurdles? Like, doing track and hurdles. Like,
it's like hurdles for theater kids.
They should make that the Olympic sport. Like how they have had breakdancing as their sport with the hobby horsing.
Oh yes, absolutely.
That would be fancy. Hilarious. Fucking like kangaroo. Jesus Christ, fucking Reagan.
Ooh.
What a scandal. Like, imagine being so bad at dancing. Like, the
what
international committee, like, has to investigate you because you suck so much. Which, but she did. They rigged the competition.
They rigged the competition, which is crazy. Because at first I was like, oh, she's having a good time. It's a fluke. It's whatever. They didn't have anyone competing. And then it's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Dang it.
it's also like, if you're this progressive person whose goal is to, like, get more people involved, like, elevate the sport, why do you have to, like, why can't you have, like, one of your students go? Why not use your organization to, like, lift up students that, like, actually, you know, have, like, a background and interest in this, not, like, some rich fucking white woman who's, like...
It is so funny. It is so funny.
It is, like, the most typical, like, when you see, like, those stereotypical, like, limousine liberal types, it's, like, that is...
And then now, isn't she kind of, like, butthurt about it? Isn't she, like, you guys, stop.
Yes.
Not that funny.
Or no, she's, like...
It's not funny!
She's, like, please stop bullying me. I gave it my all.
So like bullying.
I feel like I don't know which one is worse. Like, is she like a crazy asshole scammer liar who's self-aware, or is she like that fucking unaware and she's running around like teaching students?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hard to say. Hard call.
Oh. Anything else new before we like look into some, we have some fun topics today. Or should we jump in? I think you were really excited about this story.
Yes, because this thing is so fascinating to me. Okay,
yes. Go for it. So there is a TikTok that is viral right now. And side note, this creator, her name is Amber Kacharian. I hope that I've pronounced that right. Though, first off, Amber Kacharian doesn't usually make content like this. She is a American creator. I don't know if she lives like in the UK, but she does like America versus UK skits, and they are funny. Like, she's like, nice. In the US we call it this, in the UK we call it that, and she has funny voices, unproblematic, just fun.
I can tell from her videos she's really smart.
Yes.
Super intelligent person.
Close, like 850,000 followers. She is doing well in social media. Mm-hmm. Now, Amber told a story about a date she went on. Now, Amber knew that this was no ordinary date going into it. Basically, the backstory, Amber was at a friend's barbecue and met a man there who asked her on a date. She and that man went on a first date at Starbucks, and she said something felt a little weird about that date. He didn't pay for it. It felt kind of business meeting-ish. And what really kind of sealed the deal that maybe something was different about this guy's intentions than dating was him recommending at the end of the date the book The Go-Giver. Now, that is a book that is popular among pyramid scheme circles and training.
He handed it to her, right? Did he give it to her?
Or she gave her a homework assignment, so I don't know if he recommended it or gave her the book.
Yeah.
Then asked her out on a second date. Of course, she goes home and, you know, recognizes it pretty quickly as being a pyramid scheme, mm-hmm. based on the tone of the first date feeling a little businessy. She got the vibe that this guy's intentions were not dating.
She did her homework all right.
Oh yeah. This second date might not be a real date, and she went in equipped with some of the best comebacks that I have probably ever seen. And of course, her suspicions turned out to be right. This, I don't even want to call him a gentleman because this is a pretty rude thing to do, was attempting to recruit her for a pyramid scheme. We didn't really learn. He did reveal it was Amway, which makes it even more hilarious.
It's because so funny.
There is no, like, at least, like, Mary Kay, you could just be like, I'm selling makeup. Like, Amway is like,
what is it?
The pyramid scheme of pyramid schemes.
Yes.
But he's, I guess, like, he's pulling out all the stops. Like, you seem like a person who's really ambitious, and I could help you reach your goals.
And did you mention I love when people do this. I love coming across TikTok videos like this. She set up her phone facing her to film herself. But, of course, you can hear him speaking. This is a, like, live recording of the date because she wanted to get all of the it's fascinating.
And sometimes those feel fake. This one felt real, her content.
Absolutely,
like,
real.
She was ready. Usually make content like this. She, like, you know, told the story in a way that was like believable. Like, some people make content where it's like, oh, I'm on this date with this asshole dude, and you know it's a skit. You're like, no one talks like this. Like, this felt like an awkward dude who was in over his head, who probably was just like, oh, like, I'm gonna bamboozle some women to make some money. But it was so freaking funny because right away, like, she knew what she was going into. She's using like lines from the book, like, oh yeah, you know, I'm a go-giver, like, I'm just, I'm leaps and bounds, like all these words that are kind of turned around against him. And of course, he's saying, you seem like you have a lot of drive, like, I can help you get where you want to go. And she's like, I could stop you. I'm going to stop you right there. Like, what makes you think you have anything to offer me in that regard? I have 4 streams of income already. And I have, you know, I've been very successful in social media. Like, what is it you think you can offer me in terms of mentorship? And he's stumbling. Because, side note, if he really did truly believe that, he would have an answer. Like, yes. he kept saying, oh.
Weird how, like, mentorship is kind of the secret word for
work under me.
Pyramid scheme. Because I feel like multi-level marketing scheme, or, I mean, I think there's, like, minor differences between them, but, like, at least in a multi-level marketing scheme like Avon or whatever, Mary Kay, there is a product. But with Amway, I feel like it's like, mentorship is what you're selling.
I think it's like, it's like 12-step program type thing.
It's like a program,
12-step program classes, which, like, I think that, like, at least some of those, like, even though, like, LuLaRoe is the ugliest fucking thing I've ever seen.
LuLaRoe!
There is a product in there. Yes. Like you could say, I sell stuff. But, like, he has some lines where he says, like, you know, saying I'm part of a scheme is a little insulting. And she says back, you know, the fact that you think you have something to offer me in terms of mentorship is insulting.
Love it.
And it was just like, She also gave him so much room to prove her wrong. Like, she gave him outs. Like, she had, you know, she said, if I am wrong that this isn't a pyramid scheme, like, I would love to be wrong. Like, you know, tell me what it is that you are, what does this business do? He's like, well, I have a customers and I sell products. And she's like, well, what is it? And he's jumping around the question. Apparently, at one point, he tries to bring out a whiteboard and she just starts laughing her ass off at him.
Oh my God. Oh,
which,
my God,
like,
so good.
This is, yeah, this is bold. And I thought this was, I don't know. I thought it was hilarious. I'm not usually a fan of accepting a date to prove a point or, like, pull the wool over someone's eyes or, like, you know, have a gotcha moment. Like, ha, I knew you were terrible. Like, if you realize someone's a scumbag, you know, don't agree to the next date under the guise of a date to reveal, ha, I know you're a scumbag, you know.
But in this instance...
But this instance, I fucking hate pyramid schemes. Would bring me so much joy.
That is, like, such a big behemoth to take on, you know? Like, mm-hmm. And I hope that by doing this, mm-hmm. she cracked him a little bit. She mm-hmm. got through to him a little bit. Yes, it's like humiliating and like, yeah, most men probably aren't gonna, it's not gonna get mm-hmm. through them, but like, I hope that by repeating things back to him, he was mm-hmm. able to be like, oh.
Yeah, because I think like the people that do end up doing pyramid schemes, a lot of times they are people who are lonely, who maybe have a dead end job and they're easily sold things.
They're vulnerable people,
oil dating coach courses, high value date, whatever. But like, so I think it's, yeah, like, I think sometimes knowing that you are the pariah in a way, or that people are gonna, like, I think mm-hmm. those people, types of people value like social status and clout and kind of yes. being thought of as a joke or being talked to like that would snap the senses into anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But
it is interesting though, like the deflection techniques, like saying that's kind of offensive, and he kind of like hits back at her, you know, where mm-hmm. he's like, well, I can tell that you don't take it seriously, you are like mm-hmm. rude, and I actually, and then he's like, actually, you know what, I won't let you be part of my team. She's like,
so fucking funny. But yeah, he does say, God. Like,
says, I won't,
I'm not going to tell
actually.
You what, I'm not going to tell you what we do if you're not going to, if you're already upset about it and you don't buy into it.
When, like, he says Amway, the way, like, okay, her face changes is so,
it was the funniest.
Oh my God, dude, it was so, I just get such a sense of Schadenfreude from this because okay, so I don't know if you said it on the pod or if you said it earlier, but like, this barbecue, right, was held where she met him was held at another friend's house. Uh-huh. And apparently pyramid scheme
Amway,
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Amway had convinced him to have a barbecue. So mm-hmm. this man has been plotting and scheming for days,
mm-hmm.
for days. Uh-huh. And this is the.
Oh, he also revealed to her he has other dates that he does. He's like, oh, well,
yes,
some of
right.
my other dates. So he's clearly.
Right.
Doing this.
So this yeah. is the insidious thing that makes me, like, truly hate people who peddle this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Is they, I mean, they're taught this, they're told this,
mm-hmm.
but they are told to first approach your family and friends. So pretty much mm-hmm. you're playing on your family's, like, pity. And your friends' pity. If they can see through it, if they can understand, like, what's going on, you're either playing on their pity or you're taking advantage of their ignorance. Mm-hmm. Your friends and family. Like, that is the craziest shit to me. You know, having, like, a family mm-hmm. gathering or whatever and pitching this stuff is so beyond insulting and, like, horrible. And I do feel for people who are, like, stuck in the pyramid scheme mindset and are afraid to get out of it because the whole thing topples or whatever, mm-hmm. but they're not making money anyway. They're not making, like, if we look up the statistics for it, I think
it's very low.
I mean,
they're promised that they will. They're told, like, if you keep buying into it, like, because have you ever had someone attempt to sell you in a way that, like, made you feel really shitty on a pyramid scheme, by the way?
No, have you? I would love to hear it.
Yeah, and it actually made me really sad. So my first job out of college, I was a store manager with Target. It was in the store that was, like, back in my hometown. And I think the people that I worked with, like, were fantastic, like, some of the hardest working people ever. But I think I was really depressed in that job because I'm back in my hometown. It was, like, I finished college a year early, so a lot of my friends were still in school. Like, I was just really depressed. And then all mm-hmm. of a sudden, I heard on Facebook from a friend I hadn't heard from in years. And hit me.
Like, ah! I know what you're talking about! Yes, dude, I know what you are talking about. And her sister did it.
So, yeah, so...
Oh my God, this was so crazy. Okay, yes.
Yeah, so, but, like, the thing is, like, they opened, like, a juice bar that was centered around Herbalife. So, like, it was like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in years. How have you been? My mom opened a juice bar, because I know what Herbalife is. I've always been anti-pyramid schemes. Like, I remember when, like, the Verb, whatever was going on in college, and I would, like, be like, I'm not doing this shit. I'm too smart for that. And I just heard, like, my mom opened a juice bar. Like, let's come have, like, some juice and, like, stuff like that. And, like, I was so excited. I was like, I have finally a friend I haven't seen in a while. A friend in my hometown. I have, like, literally no, I feel like I have no friends. I'm depressed. And then it was like a selling of Herbalife. And it was like,
and it made you, me really at what sad. Point did you know? At what point did you see Herbalife? Or
yeah,
did
what,
you
have the, well, the thing is, if you saw the documentary of Herbalife, like, they don't put it on, like, they have people open juice bars and they don't mark it as Herbalife. And then you go in and you see the green and they're like, oh, you can sign up for our plans and stuff. And it was like,
oh no.
It was kind of like, oh, this is why I'm here. And like, it made me really sad, because I was even like, you know, maybe she, like, you know, they have this juice shop, like, maybe they want to just drink their own product and, like, you know, whatever. And, like, we're going to actually catch up. And she kept turning the conversation back to Herbalife. And, like, it made me very sad.
Which I think is really how it goes. And,
like, obviously, I didn't go forward with any of it. Like, I was like, no, that's not why I was here. But it hurt my feelings a lot, and it made me really sad. Like, of course, I get, like, the, hey, how have you been? Like they're always on Facebook. But, okay. Like, yeah.
So, when you said Herbalife, I thought you were going to actually say, because same girl and her sister did this exact same thing. Even worse than having a product, I remember when she posted on her story, and a few people posted this. This was years ago. It was quite literally, I think it showed up as a pyramid, an image of a pyramid, and it was like, oh my gosh, I did this and you can do this too. If you sign up and if you just get three of your friends to send $500 or to like, you know, commit $500, you will come away with however many thousands. And so will they. Help your friends, help your family. Basically, like, helping people for the come up. Oh, so what happens when... So what happens when there's no more people to sign up?
Yeah.
And all those people at the bottom. Like,
yeah.
I think it was literally shaped like a pyramid. And she had put this whole comment. She posted a whole bunch and was like, sign up. It worked for me. It will work for you. And then, of course, when it doesn't, they're like, well, it's your...
you didn't sell hard enough.
It's your motivation. You didn't sell hard enough. You're not working hard enough. You're not hustle-minded like we are. Like, it worked for us because we worked harder for it.
Yeah.
But ignoring the very obvious, I am one or several full steps above you on this pyramid, and that can't even be broken, really.
Yeah. No, it's so like, oh, like, and like, I was like, I wasn't even like, oh, I can make a bunch of money. I was like, I just want a friend. That's what made me really sad. Like, I was like, I thought, like, finally, she was always doing cool stuff.
Dude,
it made me so
sad.
Well,
see, that's the thing. I think it's like, you are at that point choosing money over relationships. You are choosing money over friendships and family, because at the end of this, you will not have those friends anymore because you're fucking them over.
Yeah.
You are screwing them over. You are taking advantage of your family members and your friends either being stupid or just not like understanding it fully, or them taking pity on you, and you are screwing them over.
Preying on insecurities, selling a dream for desperate people to buy. It's a snake oil scheme.
Hey!
It works for that, too.
That's right.
Fuck pyramid schemes.
Right. I remember in college, I had a friend who ended up getting into Vector.
Oh, the Cutco knives.
The
annoying thing is that's the only way you can buy them, and they are really good knives.
He came back to the dorm and was telling people, and everyone's like, you know, that's like a pyramid scheme, right? And I think it clicked at that point when everybody was telling him, because they tell you, like, I think in the training, they're like, people are going to ask
you.
They're going to tell you it's a pyramid scheme. They're going to tell you it's
a
multi-level marketing scheme.
And
they're going to make fun of you. And you are going to be laughing your way to the bank, like in a Maserati or whatever. But they prep you for that, which is like so evil. So
I think it's just like, if someone could be sold a pyramid scheme, it would be the biggest red flag. Like, I'd be like, someone's like, oh, I do pyramid scheme. I would be like, I wouldn't want to be, I wouldn't even want to be like friends with that person, because I would always just feel like they're gonna like pull a fast one on me.
Yeah.
Or like anytime that, like, they want to throw a party, I'm like, no, you're not using this for customers. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I did, after college, when I was applying for jobs, you know, you're looking at Craigslist, whatever, whatever jobs are available. And I did, like, apply for a brand ambassador job because I didn't know what that was at the time.
Or they find every single possible title that could work for
every
it and they post
possible.
It. Yeah.
And I remember them, like, calling me at some point and being like, yeah, so we do kind of depend on people who are really well-connected. So you're gonna be back in your hometown of Ventura, so do you like know a lot of people, can you throw events, blah blah blah. And I was just like, oh my god, dude, you better not be expecting me to call up my loved ones in my hometown.
Anything
and
that's
ruin
like
my
a business to consumer
them.
Sales like that, I'm like, absolutely, I would be like, absolutely
humiliating.
Business to business,
oh, it's
thing,
so embarrassing, dude. Imagine imagine honestly how Haley must feel looking back, unless she's still
no,
in
no she
it.
Married an NBA player.
Oh, okay.
She she married an NBA player, so she's
there is a
she's fine.
Oh, there's an incredible podcast about MLMs and I can't for the life of me remember what it's called. I'll have to send it to you. She does several seasons, but the first one is all about MLMs and how popular they are in the Midwest, because it's very much like a housewife thing.
Well, yeah, because it's also popular among like military spouses where they're traveling a bunch. They sell it on like stay-at-home moms, like stuff like that. Like, just, oh, I want to bring in some money, but I've got the kids. Like, here, you can work from home. Here's a cushy thing.
And they end up just selling to each other.
Yeah.
Like, because there's quotas, right? You're supposed to meet quotas or you won't get blah, 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 blah.
Or they get like bought into it because they're lonely. Like, it's a lonely life to be like a military spouse. You move to a new city. You don't know anyone. Oh my gosh, someone has invited me to game night.
A little get together, a little party. Yeah.
And you're just like, I want friends. Like, I guess I'll buy your Pampered Chef.
Oh, break my heart. No. Okay. I'm less angry now and more sad. But still, the way that this TikToker handled it is absolute pure genius.
Mic drop.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was so amazing. I just felt so good to watch her like smoke him. And at certain points she's like, so what, I don't know why you thought, like, is it because I'm a woman, is it because I don't know, like, you saw me and felt something, you know? And it's like, they'll take anyone. They'll take anyone. I'm sure they do approach more women than men.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, if you're a guy, like, the dates thing, like, this was something I think I saw another TikTok post probably when I first started doing dating TikToks, where someone was like, oh my God, someone attempted to recruit me into an MLM. So people are on like dating apps trying to have this ulterior motive. And the person that mentioned it was, a man with a woman. Gotcha. So I think this maybe doesn't really sit on genders, but whoever it is, you know, preying on people who maybe want dates. Maybe they're swiping right on everybody.
Yes.
You know, maybe people that aren't getting as many matches, aren't having as many conversations, going on as many dates, are just like excited, and all of a sudden, you know, yeah, I'll go on this date. Oh my gosh, this person wants to go out with me, and then they get sold to. Like, it's
You know, I have to wonder, like, has the method of selling people on these things adapted or evolved at all? Because same companies still exist, right? Plenty of them have come and gone. But yeah, like, Herbalife still exists. Vector still exists. LuLaRoe is on its last leg, I think. No pun intended.
I have ever seen.
Hideous. But like, it's very similar to cult recruiting, right? Like, there's a bunch of little like dog whistles. Am I using that right? Like, where it's like they use certain
words. Yeah, like, just like growth mindset is like flags me as like this, like, you're listening to some Andrew Tate bullshit. Like, you say, like, just like when they're like, oh, I'm a go giver, or like leaps and bounds. Like,
go giver.
No normal successful person who works hard says the phrase leaps and bounds.
Yes.
Like, that's like a buzz. That's a buzzword.
It is a buzzword. It's absolutely a
buzzword. We'll call it a dog whistle.
But I'm like, at this point, we have the internet. We have so much information. I think that, like, if I lived in the 60s, I would have joined a cult immediately. I am that dumb.
Well, I think it's also preying on emotions works differently than the financials. Like, I think most people, they see, like, the, oh, like, you can make all this money, get rich quick. People know that that's not a thing, But if you prey on people that are lonely, like dating apps, friendships and
so
stuff.
So even
it's
if they know what it is, they still
like,
are.
Yeah, they see a commute. Like, do you sell, like, those people, I think, are selling on community and friendship and, like, meet people. Like, oh my gosh, my job is a dead-end job. Or, like, look at me, I've got this. Like, I can mentor you. So I think selling on, preying on people's emotions, like, how do you put a price on that? Like, I think people, like, if you put, like, big dollar signs and, like, cheesy infographics, like, make a bunch of money, like, people are like, fuck you.
Yes.
But find a person who's, like, on down on their luck, like, dating sucks, like, damn, like, finally someone who will talk to me, and maybe there's, like, oh, I hate that shit.
There is no get rich quick. No. There is no get rich quick. Do not, like, with anything, with anything, any of that hustle
same
culture,
like,
red pill shit.
Yeah, like losing weight, diet and exercise is always the answer.
Absolutely. Yeah, they will always try to sell you on
Schmagabagangang.
Yeah.
So is there a way to avoid a situation like Amber's? Like, I feel like, I mean, she intentionally went on that date to you know, prove a point. And I usually, like I said, I'm not for that. I would be in this case. Like, I think telling a pyramid scheme person off would be on my bucket list, but, like, I think, like, they know how to hide it. Like,
you just gotta, you can, if you don't want to fight with them, sit through the whole date and then say, wow, you must be really rich and successful.
Okay, cool, I'll let you pick
here's
up
the bill. Here comes the waiter.
Exactly. That was a good TikTok to watch.
I love talking about MLMs because they're just so, I think, like, human psychology is fascinating. It really is. And, like, this is no shade and no hate to people, because, like, obviously I've been in this position before. This isn't about, like, are you smarter than other people? It's just about, like, is somebody seeing your vulnerability and grabbing at it?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So when you were, like, on Hinge, do you know, or if you're familiar with the Hinge Rose feature?
Yes.
Okay. To give a background, I'm sure everybody that is watching this, listening, knows what a Hinge Rose thing is. So before, I guess, the question someone asked is, does sending someone a rose on Hinge make you look desperate? Do you have an instant answer? You do.
So for me, I mean, well, it's hard to know, right? Because you get a certain amount of roses.
You get, okay, so how they work, I'll just give a background of how they work. You get roses, all users that are using for free get one free rose a week, or you pay for packages of roses. Apparently, if you pay for packages of roses, you no longer get your one free rose a week. So that is a not so fun fact. How the roses work, it's similar to Tinder's super like. Sending a rose is flagged as a rose to the person you send it to, so they know, oh, this person really likes me. It puts you at the front of the recipient's queue. So if you send a regular like, it, you go to the back of all the likes in order that you came in. Like I said, it's flagged as a rose. I think it has, like, a little blue highlight to it. The Hinge users know that if they get someone's rose, that was either the other user's first, or there, it was either the other user's one free rose a week, or they paid to be able to have that position.
And that's the red flag. Did they pay for it?
Well, I mean, it's, I don't know if that's necessarily how I would put it.
That's how I would put it. Okay. Although I know that more people are paying for dating services at this.
That's true. So, and then, of course, there are two kind of ways you can send the rose. You can give the rose to any user where you're going through your regular stack. You can send a like. There is an option to send the rose, whether that's you have your one free rose a week and you want to give it to that user, or you bought some. You can send a rose instead of a like to tell them you really like them. Or there is the standout section on Hinge. I think it's like 10 new profiles a day. Mm-hmm. Those people, you can only send them a rose. You don't get to send them a regular.
And it's hotties, right? From what I remember.
The idea is that it's supposed to be. A standout is a popular, highly desired user who, according to Hinge's algorithm, gets a lot of likes.
That's so slay.
Apparently, it's your type. They figured out the type of people you like.
The standout.
I do think a lot of people who get a rose assume it's because they were featured on a user's standout. Mm. But something I notice, and something, like, maybe it's just from back when I was on Hinge, people that would be in these standout things, they would show up in the regular pile the next day. It would be like it's your day to be on the standouts. Like, I was told I was on standouts every now and then. Everyone I ever knew that used Hinge when standouts were a thing showed up on people's standouts, and then they would end up in the regular stack. Like, maybe it's just Austin isn't that selective. Like, everyone got their turn to be a standout.
Yeah.
When I knew. But the idea is they're supposed to be the hot people.
Interesting.
Yeah, that they're hiding from you in the regular stack, so you can only send them a rose.
That's cool.
The question is, does it make you look desperate to send a rose?
Does it make you look desperate to pay for Hinge? Do you think?
I don't. So, one thing I don't know is if the if you like the Hinge regular paid gives you roses built in. I think roses are a silly thing to pay for. Because I think there's a version of Hinge that you can pay for where you get, like, unlimited swipes a day versus, like, getting cut off after sending, like, five likes or something. I feel like they're always changing their pricing model.
Yeah.
I should have come in knowing exactly what it is right now. But I think, like, the sending the rose, I do think it, like, makes the stakes higher for the person who receives it. Like, it tells the person, like, regardless of their circumstances, because I know some people where they're just like, I'm out of likes for the day, I've got this rose, I'll send it. The automatic assumption is this is a big deal to the other person.
Yeah.
So if I take this rose, like, they're going to come into this more excited. Like, I feel like you kind of come in, you know, there's no feeling of a power imbalance with regular likes.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe my experience. So my experience with the roses is kind of like, roses slash standouts, like, is kind of like where I might be inclined to say yes. So I want to say this was probably like 2020. It was shortly after I bought my house. Like, I was on Hinge, I was single, and I don't know if it was like standouts or roses had just come out. Maybe it was standouts. And I remember, I think I like gone through my stack and they're like, oh, here's the standouts rose thing. And so I like go through and I see like a list of five people and I'm like, this is the hottest of the five, like, or the one that seems like most good. Like, I don't think I wasn't like, this is the best person ever. Like, it was a good looking dude, but it wasn't, I wasn't like, oh my God, this is, the clouds have parted. I was just like, this new standouts thing. And I send a rose, like, okay, like this one. And I think my picture that was on Hinge at the time was, I just bought my house. It was like me standing in front of it. There was like the congratulations balloons up top of it. Nice. I was really proud of that. And that also provoked like good conversations. Like, when I was on Hinge, like, it was people that were like, I just bought a house, like, you know, home decor, like, home tips. Like, it was a good conversation. Like, oh, like, Home Depot, haha. And so I was proud of that. I also, like, my body looked good, but, like, granted, it wasn't, like, a face close-up.
Right.
And then, so, you know, send this rose, whatever. And, like, the first thing this dude says to me is, like, you know, like, oh, like, you don't really have good pictures, but it's okay, I'll take the rose. And it was like this very like dismissive and like condescending. And I was like,
men, I'm like, sorry, I'm going to speak on men if you tell me this shit, because that is insane.
And I think I said something back where I was like, so a picture with me, like with an accomplishment that I'm really
negging,
kind of
he was
proud
negging
of,
you, I feel
like, is not a good picture. Like, or he's like, I can't tell what you look like. I'm like, so I should replace this with just like a picture where it's just hot. Like, what kind of, and
yeah,
so he was just like, then he tried to like roll it back with like, well, it's okay, my pictures are bad too, blah blah blah. And like, there was just something, maybe it was just the it was the only time I ever like did that, like,
yeah,
there was something that felt like, you know, the rose was the reason for that, you know, like,
yeah,
this guy thought that, like, okay, this girl really likes me and I can just say whatever I want to her. And I think I unmatched him, and then like, this guy popped up in the regular stack plenty of times and would try to like send a like, like, I don't know if you remember, but it was just like, yeah, I don't want to, like, I don't want to be signing up for these types of conversations.
Right.
I don't know.
First of all, you don't have good pictures coming from a man. Most men on Hinge have like one blurry picture of their photo and then like three pictures of their dog and a picture of like mountains.
Yeah.
And in their mind, they're like, this makes me look well-rounded. This shows people that I travel. This shows people that I love my dog.
A picture,
which is what you should be doing.
A picture in front of the house.
A picture in front of
the
house.
Where I'm like literally doing projects around the house. Like, I love DIY projects. And that picture actually did provoke good conversations with fantastic men about,
yes,
oh my God, what do you do for this at Home Depot? Great, fun conversations. And like, it just felt like it opened the door for someone to like, you know, neg. And so I think it sent the message of like, oh, look at me, like, hello, like, I really like you. And it was like, that wasn't the case. Like, he wasn't bad looking or anything, or like, he didn't I would have, I don't know, but like, there is that feeling of like, it does kind of send the message of like, oh, you're getting their rose for the week, so you're real special. And like, whatever that makes them think in their mind.
So I wonder if, for a woman to send a rose, it feels desperate. For a man to send a rose, not as much. But if I were to receive a rose from someone who's very conventionally attractive, then it's a red flag. Because I'm like, you're weird, huh? You're hot. You're definitely a weirdo.
I think, well, I think there's also just the feeling too. I think most of us are just kind of like, most of us really do think like, I'm not that great. Like, if you're like paying money to like talk to me on a dating app.
Yeah. Like, not like a celebrity that you're desperately trying to get the attention of.
Like, it's just like when people, like when I would be like single and stuff, and the guy would just be like it's just like, why do you need, like, I'm not that great. Mm-hmm. Why do you need to meet me so bad?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'm me. Like, I don't know if this is an attempt to be a compliment, but I'm just, I don't know.
You know? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they do that. Sometimes I wonder if it's like a volume or a numbers game.
Well,
it's,
I mean, you do get your one rose a week, and like, some people are just like, well, I'm done with the legs. I've got this rose and it's not a big deal. There are some people, it's like, I've bought these roses for the real special ones and something stands out. I don't, like, it's just like, you never really know someone's real motivation for being on a dating app. You don't really know people's motivation for sending a rose.
I just think it's weird if a guy is purchasing virtual roses to send.
It's, I also, yeah.
It's weird. I'm sorry. That's freaking weird. Like, whenever I would see that, like, oh, they sent you a rose, I'm like, you paid for basically just like one little notification to come across this girl's, just so that she knows.
Well, I think, like, if anyone, like, why, like, I don't know if the roses are a la carte or if they're part of like a package deal. Like, I would rather have the unlimited swipes and like the see who liked you first and like be able to go out of order than like roses. But that's just me.
Because on Hinge, can't you respond to one of their photos or one of their prompts?
If you're gonna send a rose, like, you should probably like include a message about what this rose means to you.
Well, I mean, like, without the rose, just normal, you can pre-Hinge, you can respond to people's questions, their photos. You can say something funny, you can say something clever. Like, you can get their attention with your personality, but you're like, I'd rather just send a rose. That's, I don't know, maybe a red flag.
I mean, Hinge, they've sold it to people.
They have.
I guess to move to the next, and this was a fun question I got in my comment section. Thoughts on a first date at a county fair?
Okay.
What do you think?
Oh, just generally. I think that's really cute. First date, I feel like it would be a little further in is what I would do. But
so I actually like that idea. And I think the reason people don't suggest it more is that fairs are seasonal. And so if you're like, oh, the county fair, people are like, it's not fucking going on right now.
Right.
Because, like, I think a first date, like, to Disneyland or a, like, real theme park that is expensive, like, that's a lot. That's a marathon first date.
Yes.
A county fair is choose your own adventure and pay as you go. It is local.
So true.
Like, are you going to go the rides route or are you going to enter some pie eating contests?
That's so true.
And there's always like a, you can stop. You probably paid $12 to get in.
Uh-huh.
And like, so it's not this whole like, we spent like $100 to be here. It's fucking Disneyland. Uh-huh. Like, we're stuck here. We drove. Like, it's, if it's your local county, like, unless you're going to one of those fancy, big fancy state fair things in a pretty cool city, like, blah, 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 different story. But like, if you live in Ventura and you're going to the Ventura County Fair, shout out Ventura County Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's a great first date.
Yeah.
Choose your own adventure.
Choose your own adventure. Go see the animals. Go on the Ferris wheel or a ride, you know.
It provokes, I think, good conversations too. Like, you're going through the booths. Like, well, how do you, are you, oh, are you a vegan?
Yeah. No, it's not like sitting down and watching a movie where you can't talk.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Choose your own adventure. Like, I think that's a fantastic idea. And I truly believe the only reason it's not suggested more is because of how seasonal fairs are.
That's so cute, actually. I love that. And you can take pictures, you know? Pictures at the county fair are so precious.
Someone will bring a camera in your face. Because I think, like, being on a first date and be like, let's take a picture is silly. That's why I always loved photo booth photos.
Yeah.
Because it's like a way to, like, oh, like, this is fun. Like, let's all go take a picture.
Yeah, let's go take a picture. Yeah, totally.
And, like, I've always, like, I love photo booth photos. And so, like,
I love
it's your way of having a picture of the first date in a way that doesn't feel awkward or strange. Like, oh, let's take a selfie. That would be weird. But, like,
yeah,
at the fair, it's like someone's in your face, like, oh, let's take a picture of you. And you're like, well, let's just do it.
Yeah.
And maybe you burn that picture, or maybe it's, you know, the one that's used in the our story pages or something. But I think it's a great first date idea.
That is cute.
Yeah. And then, oh yeah, the next question. When is the right time to ask for a second date, and is there a right time to ask for this? Now, that sounds like probably like a very basic and like question, but basically there used to be an old rule of you should wait until 3 to 5 days following the first date to ask for a second date. Mm-hmm. Which to me, I'm like, if it was crickets after a first date and then I heard from them 3 to 5 days later,
mm-hmm,
I would assume that they had initially been uninterested. Maybe they tried to pursue someone else, were rejected, and then like back. They called me back. Like, so if that happened nowadays, I would think that's very silly. And like,
I have to tell you a story. Yes. I totally forgot. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's somewhat related, but my coworker, mm-hmm, whom I love very much. So she was telling me, a while ago, like, oh yeah, I have this client, and I saw him on Hinge.
Ooh.
And he was gonna be coming in like next couple days, and I'd forgotten what he, I think she like showed me a picture or whatever, I can't remember. He was cute, and he came in a couple days later like with his mom, mm-hmm, and his son, and his son was the most well-behaved child I have ever met in my life. Like, this kid was probably 10. I was, mm-hmm, like, this child is a literal genius. Like, it was the cutest little like family gathering, and I was, mm-hmm, like, after he was totally vibing, we were like, ee! Like, so cute. He came back to like tip her more. It was a whole thing. And we had also been talking almost simultaneously about Don't Date Him Austin, the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. Don't Date Him Austin.
That's what it's called.
There's a couple. So there's Don't Date Him, okay, ATX, and then there's,
I've seen, like,
are we dating the same guy? But I think I'm in both. But a few days later, she's like, dude, I saw him in Don't Date Him Austin. Oh, I was like, you bitch, you better pull that up right now. Let me read it. So what this woman had said was, she was like, yeah, we matched on Hinge and we went to meet up, and he was like late for the date because of traffic, so I was there first. She said when he walked in, he just didn't look happy, and she said she was, through the entire date, the only one who asked questions, the only one talking. He was clearly like distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And then no correspondence after that. And finally, a few days later, I think she texted him, and he was like, yeah, you catfished me. You don't look like your pictures. And she was like, I do look like my pictures. I post, like, I've only uploaded pictures from the last year. Mm-hmm. Like, of course I do. Insane, insane. You never know.
It's just interesting. Like, I feel like the line between, like, what is a catfish? Like, what's the fine line between putting your best foot forward and, mm-hmm, being a catfish? Like, if you have great pictures of yourself that, like, look really good, that you're proud of, and you're like, this is a good side of me doing something I love. You're at a wedding. Yes, your makeup is to the nines or whatever.
Yes, of course.
Do I have to put the picture of me being like,
Yeah.
This does look like me, right? Like, I don't know. I think some people are like, you're trying to intentionally catfish me, and
or I don't know.
It's also just an easy excuse to use if there's something else up. Like, you can just be like, well, you didn't look like your pictures.
Yeah, totally could be. Totally could be. But the fact that he was like acting all put out for the entire date is crazy.
It's interesting that it happened after the fact. Like, if you were so upset about it, why not say it on the date? Yeah. I don't know.
Let me ask you something. You go, let's just say, woman, you are a woman going on a date with a man. You get there and genuinely he looks nothing like, let's just say his pictures were probably from like 10 years prior. Mm-hmm. He looks completely different in the face, in the body, everything.
The sleuth in me would like want to solve the mystery of like how
you would
this
stay
happened.
You would stay for the date.
Well, I think I would. I mean, like, I wouldn't get up and be like, oh, I'm leaving because of this reason.
I'm leaving.
I would probably stay for a drink and be like, there would be a part of me where it's like, how did this happen? Am I the crazy one? Because that's like, I'm thinking of me realistically in uncomfortable situations where I'm just like, what is going on right now? Like,
yes.
How did I get here? Is this a joke? Like, I would probably be like, okay, what's going on here? Maybe I would be like, this is the right person. Am I right? And then I would probably I'd probably finish whatever drink I was having. If I was ever on like dates that were like, I would just want to cut ties with this person. I wouldn't want to feel like anything was owed anything. I would be like, I'm going to get my half. And then I would probably stay for a drink and go and like sort of catch my breath. I wouldn't say something on the date. Cause I also think like if someone is so delusional where they are putting like, they're putting an obvious lie out there or like, you know, maybe they're just, or like an extreme situation of just not being self-aware.
Yeah. Maybe they,
I also would like worry about them, you know, having other weird behavioral social issues. So I wouldn't be like, you don't look like your picture. Like,
right.
Especially like a man, like woman, man, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That, but that's just me. Like, that's me thinking realistically. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Very interesting.
What was our original question? Oh yeah. It was about, asking for the first date. When is too soon?
Because
3 to 5 days. If I heard from someone 3 to 5 days after a date, like, and it was crickets before, I would be like, you didn't like me and probably change your mind. This is your backup plan.
Yes.
But apparently that used to be the old thing. It's like, if you do it too early, like you seem too interested. Like, that's weird. Don't do anything. But like, you know, it's the 3 to 5 day rule. But I guess that was also before texting and, you know, social media and all of that.
Why is it 3 to 5 days? Do you need three? Like, you know how they say like the 3 month rule? I think there is some psychology to the 3 month rule, right?
I think it was just, it was probably, if you think of like what the technology was at the time, it was like phones where you had to physically call someone. So like,
right.
Cause I think a normal thing a lot of people do, and like the people that say not to do this, I think are fucking insane and seem like spoiled brats. But like, when I would be like single going on dates, it would be, I would get home and I would send a text, got home safe. Cause usually also the guy would say, text me when you got home. Home safe. Thank you so much for a nice date.
Yeah.
And like, that's a normal thing to do. I don't think that makes you look desperate. There are some like feminine energy dating coach types who are like, don't send that text. You probably thank them on the date.
Let him think
like,
you're in peril.
Yeah. Like let him like, blah, blah, blah.
You're that in distress.
It makes you sound like a spoiled brat. It's two sentences. It is so easy to do.
Yeah.
And like, that is also like a normal thing to do. Like, you do that with your friends. Like, oh my God, I got home safe. Let me know you got home safe. That is a courteous thing that Absolutely. Man is asking you to do. Like, and I would do that whether I was interested in the second date or not. Like, that didn't send a sign. Like, I didn't not do that if I wasn't interested or something. The only reason I wouldn't is if the date was very uncomfortable and like, I didn't want to give any communication. But even then, like, that date would have ended in a way where I was, you know, skedaddling.
Right.
Like, there wouldn't be a, let me know if you got home safe, like, conversation. And so usually it's like that friendly thing either provokes like an ask for a second date or not, or it, like, you kind of have this like soft, hey, that was fun. Let's do this again sometime. And maybe like the next day when you can have a calendar in front of you, it's like, let's do something. Like, when are you free next or something like that?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a more normal 2024 cadence.
Yes. Yeah. Genuinely, after 3 to 5 days, if you hit me up and you're like, "Hey, what the hell? Get that stench away from me!"
What happened? Like, there would be like a what happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
How many dates have you been on since then? Like, come on.
Yes. But also, asking for a second date while still on the first.
Oh.
Bad or good?
Suggest. Do not ask.
Yeah, because I think there's nothing wrong with saying we should do this again sometime. And I also don't think we should do this again sometime should be held as gospel. I think that's just...
Yes. Or just talking about something that you enjoy and being like, oh my God, yes, I'll take
let's
you.
Let's do it.
I'll take
I'll you I'll totally take you this. Like, you've never been? Oh my God, let's
I'll take
go.
You sometime. It doesn't even have to be... Don't... I wouldn't even go specific. Like, let's go. Let's figure it out. Just be like, oh my God, we should totally go. Exactly. Like, just give it a little... you know?
How much does two-way street matter here?
Hmm.
Like, if you don't send the, you know, I had fun, thank you text, like, can you really expect to be sent anything? Like,
See, I am
you don't
the type
give
of
someone
bitch,
the affirmation. Like,
I am the type of bitch that will always know? Send that text.
I will I always not, send that text. But if you're no someone who's what. Like on principle, you're like, oh, I'm not. I have feminine energy. I'm not desperate. Blah blah. Blah. I'm a feminine energy. Like, yeah. And you can't. If you're that person, you can't get mad when you don't get that more date invitations.
I feel like when people are trying too hard to achieve feminine energy. To be like to be in your feminine.
If you were born as a woman,
I can't get on board with that, dude.
If you're born as a woman and you are a woman, like blah blah blah, you're feminine. Like what the fuck ever,
dude. I can't. I honestly just like hate it. Like I understand if you are playing a certain like I think when like some of these like dating coaches,
I'm
like,
a woman.
Sprinkle,
I'm
it's very like. They're like, you're not dating for love, you're dating for money. So so you have to be in your feminine because the only man that is going
you
to want to give
you
money
inside an adjective, wants someone. Though. Feminine,
right,
like,
I know.
It always bugs me when people say that.
But behaving,
you can't be an
channeling your feminine, I just hate it so much because it's not empowering to me.
No.
It's not. I don't feel like it is. I think that these women can be very empowered, but just the discussion of it, the obsession over it, having to, everything that you say is filtered through, like,
it's
femininity.
Like, where
you're
are you
not
draw
even
the
talking
line? Is wiping
point?
My own ass a masculine trait? Is like
someone should be
driving my own
you.
Car. Like, you like read the thing where it's like, you got to do these things. It's like you're nickeling and diming every single fucking behavior. It's just like,
see, I get really tripped
it's
up
just
when
silly.
It's
silly. When like, it's, if you're born a woman and buying a course on how to be the gender you were born as, or a male doing the same thing, like, fuck, like, who, what else? Like, when the Nigerian prince emails you, are you like, oh my God, here's my opportunity?
Right.
Preying on insecurities to sell a dream for desperate people to buy. It's a snake oil scheme. Poem applies again.
Where it really trips me up, because these are all behaviors, right? Like, I kind of, in some ways, I do believe in the, like, oh, men's greatest fear is to be outranked. So if you know, something, you need help with your car, and your man's like, I'm busy, I'm not doing it, then you should be like, oh, actually, a really nice man just came up and helped me out. He knew all about cars. Like, I don't need you at all. Thank you so much. That I would totally do. But where it starts to, like, really affect me is when it becomes what you discuss with this person and how much you are contributing to the conversation. Because when I talk, like, I might look feminine, I might do feminine things, but when I talk, I'm like,
I have a loud, annoying bird voice.
I'm a disgusting, like, pirate, sailor, farmer, man.
There's no changing it.
And I am
it.
Not
We're raising changing a lot of family.
It. I am not changing it.
Like,
unfortunately, yeah, we were raised in that type of
we
family.
We have a very loud family. And, like, people are like, why are you so mad? I'm like, I'm not mad. I'm just loud.
We just yell, okay?
I don't, like, I get excited and my voice sounds like this. I'm not mad at anyone.
I'm not mad at anyone, but I am right. I am right, and
you can't
I am
tell me what to do.
And I will die on that fucking hill.
I'm gonna die on the stupidest fucking hill, I swear to God.
Absolutely.
My death is gonna like die on a. I'm gonna die on a fucking anthill because
and that's
I'm sick
feminine.
And tired and done with stating that when you are going on dates, it's called fucking dating.
And that is not very divine feminine of you.
It's not very demure. It's like, demure. As much as I love to get behind a TikTok bit, I'm like, this one doesn't apply to me, the demure shit.
It's not very cutesy, not very demure.
I'm like the opposite of those things. Oops.
The magic mind, magical elixir.
I feel like I talk.
1 hour later, I feel locked in.
Yeah, thank you, magic mind.
Focused.
Oh, my hair. I look... When my hair grows
You look gorgeous.
My hair looks oily when it grows in.
You look gorgeous.
Magic mind. Mental performance elixir. We had some magic mind and we had a better than average podcast. I feel like it was good.
Yeah, it's delicious. I want to try one like in the morning.
I'm also an average person who isn't like all like hung up on like schmangangs and roots and things and stuff from the
yeah,
earth.
You're not big into the holistic world.
Yeah, like I'm a healthy enough person, but yeah. I typically buy things with ingredients I can read and understand. And this actually has ingredients I can read and understand.
Yeah.
So if you're a dumb fuck like me and you want to have a magical mind, this might help you. Reclaim your brain.
Okay.
Magic mind. That helps.
We're much smarter now.
We're the most smartest people in the entire world. We don't fall for pyramid schemes.
We're much smarter and not feminine. So.
Feminine. Anyway, this was a fun episode.
Yeah, slay.
I'm going to go smoke some weed.
Okay.
All right. Bye, gang.
Bye.